Hello, my little love bugs. It's Marcus. It's going to be a wild week. We have so much going on. The eclipse energy still in play. 5 conjunctions taking place. We are firmly in conjunction city. And I have a feeling that by the end of this week, the end of the week of April 15th, nothing is going to look the same. So gear up and get ready for the next episode of Daily Astrology. Good morning, my little lovers, and welcome to the next episode of Daily Astrology with me, Marcus Barrington. This week, we are covering the week of April 15th. Well, guys, you've heard me talking about it a lot lately, and this week will be no different, as the gates open to a wild card kind of week as we remain firmly in conjunction city. Population, us. So remember, guys, conjunctions are when two bodies, two planets, are at the same degree within the same sign, which means they are on top of each other in the astro chart. This week, to me, can go either way, my loves. And this week, we have not one, not two, not three, three. You guys remember that from Sesame Street? Never mind. But 5. You heard me right. 5 conjunctions, with the biggest one of them all coming in between Uranus and Jupiter at the end of the week in the house of Taurus. So guys, let's jump into it and see what this week has in store for us. All right, kids, let's open the gates of conjunction city first off on Monday, April 15th. And Mercury, the ruler of communications, contracts, technology, travel, and more, will come to conjunct Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing. Now, Chiron's a word you've heard lately because all the daily planets have been skirting by Chiron in Aries. Now, Mercury's already conjuncted Chiron, if you recall, but guess what, guys? Now he's moving on backwards to do all the same things he already did. So Mercury already conjuncted Chiron a couple of weeks ago. So guess what, guys? The wound that he might have brought up could be back. So right out of the gate, I get a feeling this will, for some of you, bring back whatever Mercury conjunct the Sun brought up for you around last week, Thursday. So we've got a couple of moves here by Mercury. He's either bringing back what happened last week, or he's bringing back what happened a couple of weeks ago when he first conjuncted Chiron. Now, remember, guys, Mercury remains retrograde, so he's got a lot of the past knock, knock, knocking at our doors. So for most of us out there, this will be the past that has involved some kind of wound or something coming back into our lives, either to wound us again or to finally offer us some healing and peace. A conversation, reach out, run-in, text message, phone call, something like that is going to be taking place on or around Monday that will either be reopening the wound or it will finally set it down to heal for good. This could also be a rebuild, guys, if you are healing that wound. Mercury retrograde at this time, or is a time, when the past is returning to battle it out or heal things and move forward into the future. For those of you that don't see this involving the past, everything I just said still applies, just take out the past aspect. So a wound is either created by some form of communication, or a wound is healed by some form of communication. Stay tuned, guys, because this one could go either way and be a totally wild or totally healing kind of vibe. Also, don't count out people taking pop shots at you in some indirect way or finding things out in some indirect way, either via social media or through a third party, something like that. I definitely feel a vibe there, guys, where someone could be poking at you in an indirect way. They're trying to get your attention or they're trying to make sure that you hear something, be that good or be that bad. Like maybe they want you to hear that they're sorry, or maybe they want you to see that they're with someone new, or yeah, something like that, guys. Mercury Chiron, that is just it could go either way. Also on the 15th, the moon will literally be all over the place, making stressed and positive aspects all day long. So guess what, guys? Your feelings will be all over the place as a result. Okay, loves, Tuesday, the April 16th, and we have a mostly chill day. The moon will not be doing too much of anything, which should help us to be a bit more grounded, but we could be feeling a little emotionally blah as a result of it. Venus, the ruler of love and money, will come to have a minor positive aspect with Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. When I plug into this one, guys, it feels like there's something revealed either in a conversation or some manner around a love or money topic that helps to shed light in a positive way on how we or others have been feeling and should open the road on how to move forward. Fairly simple one, guys. Shouldn't be too big of a deal. Feels like an aha moment for me. That aha type of moment for us, guys. Later in the day, Mars, the ruler of action, will have a minor positive aspect with Mercury that could either be communications about actions being greenlit to be taken, or it could be actions from the past matter taken that now change the way the situation is going to go. So that feels like a little bit of you finding something out. Either you find out that you're going to be taking the actions or someone's going to, or you could find out about actions that had already been taken that now change your perspective now that you know about it. To me, guys, this mainly feels like we're having communications about getting a yes to move forward, or a past matter is now adjusting actions taken or actions they were going to take in a new direction that will be better for everyone. This could be a great time to talk about the way someone has been behaving and ask them to adjust going forward. All right, my little kittens, let's roll on into Wednesday, April 17th, and we have a pretty big day. First up, Venus will come to have a minor positive aspect with Saturn, the ruler of structure, karma, and lessons. So this should see steps being taken or green lit to move on a love or money matter and get it moving in a forward direction. This feels like a conversation or a reach out on some level about something that has already been in progress or was already happening or happened and then paused, something like that. I'm not getting a clear message. And now we are moving things to the next level. So again, guys, more positive forward motion, but a lot of this feels like it could kind of come out of nowhere, or it could be, you might be have been expecting it, but maybe not at this precise moment. Next up, Mars, the ruler of action, is coming to have a minor positive aspect with our buddy Chiron, the wounded healer. So this should see actions being taken or a promise to take them that should set a situation in a better direction or put it in a better place. This could be an action taken that helps to heal a situation as well. If you're in the doghouse currently with someone, guys, this is a great day to send them flowers and say, I'm sorry. Positive actions taken around current or past wounds. Also on the 17th, we continue our tour through beautiful Conjunction City when Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to conjunct the North Node of Fate. So, right out of the gate, guys, the eclipse story is back. So think back to the time frame of March 25th and the weeks surrounding that and the weeks surrounding April 8th eclipse. So gear up, guys, because the story is back and more will be unfolding at this time. Anything essentially from March 15th to April 17th, which is technically in the future, since you're listening to this before April 17th, is fair game to be back on the table the week of April 15th. Others of you could see a destined moment unfolding around, you guessed it, a love or money matter. This could be the moment when things level up in such a way that it blows your mind like you won't believe. Others of you could see a love or money matter that felt destined suddenly come crashing down as the wheels stop spinning and things come to a grinding halt. Remember, conjunctions can go either way. So, basically, three ways that I think this could unfold. One, something that happened and stopped could be back up now and moving forward again. Two, something currently running in your life moves to the next level. Or three, something currently in your life ends in a firm way for good. Or, well, at least for now. It's not necessarily an ending forever. It's a wild card, baby, and I get a feeling it's going to be pretty darn big when it plays out. But my loves, this isn't even the biggest conjunction of the week. That comes on Saturday. Last one for the 17th. The sun will have a minor positive aspect with Neptune, the ruler of our dreams, illusions, delusions, and our perceptions. This should see positive steps being taken around a fundamental matter within our lives as we are pushed forward, getting one step closer to making our dream come true. This could also be an aha moment to be had as something is said or revealed that now helps clarity to rush in. This could also be a decent-sized breakthrough in a matter that has been on your mind recently. Also, my loves, the moon, which controls our emotions, will be a little sweet pea in the morning and then a little moody bitch in the afternoon. So check your feelings before you speak because you might be a little fired up. All right, my love bugs. Actually, I wrote love butts. I do love your butts, guys. Okay, love butts. Thursday, April 18th, and a bit of a breather kind of day with no major nor minor aspects. Moon and the sun will have a trine helping us to make some sense of the intense week we undoubtedly will be having at that point. Moon will then move into Virgo, helping us to get an emotional grip and to be more pragmatic about our feelings. Great time to chat about situations that might have been a little emotionally charged lately. Virgo's great to do that stuff because when the moon is in Virgo, everybody can be just a wee bit more practical about their feelings. All right, BBs, let's move on to Friday the 19th, and welp, we have another big day in Conjunction City as Venus, the ruler of love and money, comes to conjunct Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more. And really, while Mercury is retrograde, we should also say he rules the past. So here you go, guys. This is another run-in with the past, most likely. But this time, it is squarely about love or money matters. This is when exes return, old jobs returns, things that were stalled are suddenly back, you name it. This feels like a conversation, communication, reach out, or run-in of some kind involving something or someone from your past around a love or money matter. When I plug into this one, guys, it feels like whatever is said here sets a light bulb off over your head as the missing pieces of the puzzle suddenly come together. This could be a third party that delivers the message from the past person or situation, but I think for most of you out there, this will be a direct reach out from someone from your past. Surprise messages are pouring in on or around Friday the 19th. It's another big one, guys. And again, for those of you that don't see Mercury bringing up the past, you'll be getting some kind of communication about a current matter that is either moving forward or not. Conjunctions are wild cards, babes, and it really depends on how these planets are placed within your birth chart. Also on the 19th, Mars will have a major positive aspect with Jupiter, the ruler of fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration. And boy, oh boy, do I love this one, guys. Actions are taken or greenlit to be taken that will usher in some massive luck and a green light around a matter of fame, fortune, or luck. Luck will be on your side on the 19th, my loves, as good news is rolling in. Once this green light is given, guys, it's all hands on deck. And since Jupiter rules acceleration, things will be moving quickly. Mars will also have a major positive aspect with Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions. And of course, that will most likely be tied to whatever Mars to Jupiter just brought in. Between Jupiter and Uranus both working with Mars, something really big is happening, and it's going to change the situation in a really, really, really fundamental way. This should be really exciting, guys, and it could feel like you have struck gold. This should cause fundamental shift within your life, and I bet for a lot of us out there, this will be the good news that we have been waiting for. Woo, woo! Get excited for Wednesday. Last up, on the 19th, Saturn, the ruler of structure, karma, and lessons, will have a minor positive aspect with the North Node of Fate. So again, the eclipse story is just rolling around this week. But no matter how this one hits for you, when I plug into the energy, it feels like we are building something or taking the steps to build something that is destined to be. Okay, my babes, on to Saturday the 20th. And welcome to my favorite time of the year, Taurus season. The season of grounding, passion, love, romance, new beginnings, and my birthday. Ta-da! But also, my babes, Saturday, April 20th will be home to something else, and that is the biggest of the frickin' week aspects, when Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions will come to conjunct Jupiter, the ruler of fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration. Talk about the biggest wild card I've ever seen. Also, so freaking weird that the two of them are conjuncting in Taurus on the first day of Taurus season. Like, whoa. Giving this aspect even more power, which, trust me, guys, it doesn't need. So listen, I really don't know what to tell you other than this. Something is changing in the most incredible, drastic, perhaps even crazy, insane, and unpredictable of ways. And whether that change is good or stressed, it's 100%, say it with me, guys, a wild card kind of day. Now, this could really hit on a multitude of topics, but if you want my gut read on it, well, who controls Taurus? That's right, Venus. And what does Venus control? Love and money matters. So right out of the gate, guys, Taurus, my Taurus brother in arms, stand ready, because all the power and all the focus is pointed right at us. Also, secondary, Libras, stand ready, because Venus is also your ruler. But this massive and powerful energy is going to be reverberating throughout the entire zodiac sign. No one will be spared, and no one will be untouched by the power and magic of this aspect. So guys, best guess, something around a love or money matter will be shifting, changing, or exploding in the biggest and most profound of ways. And how that lands for each of us, my loves, will greatly depend on where these planets are within your birth chart. So let's use me as an example. Venus is in my 10th house, which mostly controls career and public life. Uranus is in my 3rd house, which mostly controls communications. And Jupiter is in my 12th house, which is the house of the subconscious and karma. So I would guess for me that this will have something to do with my career and a big realization or a massive dose of good karma coming at me. Now, that's not to say it won't involve my love life as well, because trust me, guys, my love life has been anything but dull lately. And it's also not to say it won't involve both. But suffice it to say, I can get a pretty good indication of what this aspect might look like for me. So guys, gear up, because Saturday and the days surrounding it are going to be big, to say the least. Honestly, guys, all the crazy-ass shit that has been going down since June of last year around Venus and all the wild aspects she's been having, I truly believe has been culminating to this very conjunction between Uranus and Jupiter in Taurus, controlled by Venus. It's going to be big. That's all I have to say. It's going to be explosive, and it's going to go one way or the other for you guys. Also, on the 20th, the sun will have a minor stressed aspect with Saturn, which could see you stepping back from something or someone. Not surprised, given what the Uranus to Jupiter conjunction will have unfolding for us. All right, kiddos, Sunday the 21st, and here comes conjunction number 5, as Venus comes to conjunct Chiron at the Wounded Healer. So, this for sure will be the moment, guys, when you decide if you're in or you're out, most likely about whatever Uranus to Jupiter conjunction brought up for you. Just because something massive unfolds within our lives doesn't mean that we have to say yes. And Venus to Chiron is either yes, I'm doing this and healing, or no, I'm taking my ball and going home. So we're either healing something or we're putting it on the ground for final and for good. Also, on the 25th, and tying up the week, the sun will have a major stressed aspect with Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. So the cat is out of the bag, guys, and boy, oh boy, is something getting revealed. Now, this is a harsh aspect, guys, but it doesn't for sure mean that what's coming out is going to be bad. For example, someone tells you that they have feelings for you, which is crazy and shocks you, but also kind of bad timing because you're already dating somebody else, right? It's something like that. But it can also be secrets getting revealed that are not so cute and could cause major ripples within a current situation. So, my loves, that is it for the major, the minor, and the emotional aspects of the week ahead. And well, guys, grab your popcorn because it's going to be a jaw-dropping kind of week. Honestly, guys, when I plug into the upcoming energy of the week ahead, what I feel more than anything is that it's going to be a consequential week of epic proportions. Fated doors will be opening at this time that will be leading many of us to the next big chapter within our lives. And it's not for nothing to note that during the week of April 15th, the energy of the eclipses is still very much in play, particularly, actually, the North Node eclipse, adding to an already boiling pot of energy that is cooking in the background at this time. Moments of fate, moments of destiny, moments of explosive energy, and moments that will shock and surprise you will all be on the table in the days to come. Pivotal, and I do mean pivotal moments, will be taking place within situations and relationships as key actions are taken by key players. With Mercury having a firm grip around the energy and the direction things are going this week, will be full of big announcements, communications, reach outs, and you guessed it, the past. Decisions that have already been made could and most likely will be undone as light bulbs go off over people's heads and massive breakthroughs arrive, changing not only minds, but hearts as well. With the energy of the South Node eclipse now mostly worn off, what we released could suddenly either be back or could suddenly be seen as a surprise. This week surrounding the March 25th eclipses led many people to make righteous choices fueled by unthought out statements and actions that set fragile bridges aflame. The week of April 15th will see many of us faced with an all-important choice of deciding if we are rebuilding that bridge or not. Not all bridges can be rebuilt, and not all people should be let back in, but many of us will find a crossroads reached and the possible notion that the past and the present could in fact seamlessly be merged together. Barriers will be torn down this week as the Uranus and Jupiter conjunction in Taurus approaches. Steps you never thought would be taken will suddenly arrive and could very well catch you off guard. Relationships will be evolving to new levels. Work doors that have long been locked will suddenly be opened, and the path that some of us have only dreamed about will suddenly lay out as dreams come true. Hearts merges together and awe-inspiring moments arrive. But all things said, guys, and this energy will aim to balance itself out in fear of tipping the scale too far to one side that could make the whole damn thing fall to the ground. This week, or this coming week, as we are given, so too must we give, as many of us will be faced with unfavorable facts that in order to grab a hold of something new, we must also set something down. The universe isn't of the frame of mind of give to get. No, that's not her jam. But she is all about letting go of things that may not be serving your highest purpose in order to make room for those things, situations, or people that will elevate you to the next level. Fundamental moments bring about fundamental questions, my loves, about what we want, why we want it, and whom we want those things with. These are not light nor easy questions to answer, nor should they be handled as such. With the first set of eclipses now done for the year, a new era has set upon us, one that is weaving and winding its way into the very foundation of our lives. Growth often requires we stretch ourselves beyond our limits, both physically, mentally, and, my loves, emotionally as well. We cannot make space for more in our rooms if they're already crowded with stuff. And we can also not make space for more if we are unwilling to tear down walls. Opening your heart or embarking on a new journey or challenging your limiting belief system or whatever is often a task not for the faint of heart. This week and in the coming weeks, I invite you all to challenge your limits. Push past those limiting narratives and expectations and let the story unfold. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. I'm Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a great week, guys. And honestly, guys, it is probably going to be one of the most wild card vibes, wild card energy weeks that I have ever seen in my entire career of doing astrology. Five conjunctions. Right now, all the planets, including the sun, are on one side of the chart. So they're all just sort of ping-ponging off of each other like crazy. One conjunction after the other, a conjunction after the other conjunction. The Mercury to Chiron conjunction, I think, is particularly interesting because he went and conjuncted Chiron a couple of weeks ago, which undoubtedly either brought up a situation for you guys where words that wound were spoken or actions that wound were done, or some of you might have already healed something as a result of when Mercury came to Chiron. Now he's trekking backwards through Aries and he's going to visit Chiron again. So to me, I really feel like what was ever going on a couple of weeks ago is going to be back up now, guys. Now, for a lot of you, that's going to involve the past. And for others of you, yeah, it's going to involve the current situation that you thought you solved and there's still a problem. But suffice it to say, all of these conjunctions really, I mean, one could go really great for you and the other could be like, whoa, what just happened? Just take everything as it comes to you guys this coming up week and know that the way the story is unfolding is really the way it's meant to. I cannot underscore enough what a pivotal moment I think we are in. Something's happening right now, guys. Something big is unfolding. There are major things going on in people's lives right now. I hear from a lot of you. Major, major, major things are going on in our lives. Mine too. You have no idea. And some of it is so exciting, and others of it makes me really nervous. And all of it completely unexpected. So, but you know, a couple of weeks ago, I was super upset about situations I was dealing with. And wow, has things shifted and changed for me the past couple of weeks. My point is, by telling you this, is that I know a lot of you are facing difficult, confusing, or even sometimes stressful situations. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of clarity that's being offered to us right now. All I can tell you is this. All I can promise you is this. You are right where you need to be. You need to have the faith, have the courage, and have the will to see this through. If someone from your past pops up, there's a reason for it. If a new door is opened for you, there's a reason for it. If a decision is placed on your side of the table, there's a reason for it. And some of it might be uncomfortable, some of it might be exciting, and some of it might be unpleasant, but believe that there is a reason. And if you can swallow that down, you will find the knowledge, the intuition, and the will to make these decisions. And you will make the right ones. Don't let fear or insecurity or unworthiness overtake you. You are where you need to be. Trust that. Trust your gut. Trust what the voice is telling you. Trust what the universe is whispering to you. Make your decision and move forward. And have faith, because I think a lot of us are going to have to make these decisions without necessarily knowing how it's going to go or what the outcome is going to be. So have faith, have the will, and, you know, have the damn value for yourself. If good things are happening or people are coming back or whatever it is, it's because you are a prize piece, motherfucker. All right. You are worthy of that job. You are worthy of that person trying to get you back. You are worthy of that new person trying to get you. You are worthy of moving to that new city, whatever it is. You are awesome. You are gorgeous. You are amazing. And I really feel like a lot of you are waking up to that. I'm waking up to that for myself, and it has been magical for me. My perception and my feelings have shifted drastically, and I see situations I'm involved in drastically different, good and bad. So just ride this wild ride. And the week of April 15th, woof, five conjunctions, it's going to be wild. Hang on tight. Hang on for your dear life, because it's going to be popcorn worthy. It's going to be interesting, and it's going to land you right where you need to be and with who you need to be there with. Talk to you next week, guys. Bye.